For more than 30 years now, the Free Vesper Concert Series has brought local, national, and international talent. About 250 concerts with a wide variety of artists and small and big ensembles. Everything started on September 25, 1988, with a single concert to dedicate the newly installed organ at the Presbyterian Church of the Cross. Then it became a program of chamber music, then the Organ Vesper Series, and finally Vesper Concerts in 2011. Christy Troy, Executive Director of Vesper Concerts, says, "These concerts are for patrons and for performers."
By that, we mean that obviously the patrons who come and listen to the music are inspired, but the performers are also inspired by the space. Everyone loves to come and play and sing in that space, which is the sanctuary of Presbyterian Church of the Cross. All of our concerts are provided free of charge. That is really our outreach.
Troy does not have a specific way to find performers, but her mission is to bring the best.
I find them in all kinds of situations. Artist management companies reach out to me and tell me about their performers. Maybe someone tells me about something they've heard or seen that they think would be a good fit. Sometimes I just do internet searches and go down rabbit holes and come up with something really unique and interesting. So it's a whole variety of methods of finding the performers.
About 5 years ago, Vesper Concerts started to take a more national and international approach and added more genres of music.
We make sure we have at least one jazz concert a season. We've added more, I think, more vocal music in the past couple of seasons, as well as what you would consider classical chamber music. I think just in the future, just more of that. We want to grow our audience, of course. We'd love to see more people from all over Nebraska come to our concerts. So those are always the things we have in mind when we plan for the future.
Here is the lineup for the 2023-2024 season of Vesper Concerts.
We begin the season with a violin and guitar duo. Our annual outdoor concert, which we started about 6 years ago, is a big hit. This year's group is called the Back Alley Brass Band. They're a group from Kansas City. I think there are 9 brass players and a percussionist, and they do New Orleans-style jazz. And that's in October. The weather is usually just perfect that time of year. Tenor Brian Jeffers is singing a solo recital in November. A wonderful flute player is joining us, Adam Sadbury. And his great-grandfather was an unsung hero of the civil rights movement. We have 4 string players from the Omaha Symphony. They're playing Franz Schubert's Death and the Maiden. The Queen 6 vocal ensemble, I think, will be especially exciting. They've never been in Omaha before. They have sung for royalty in England. They sang at Queen Elizabeth's funeral. And then we end the season paying tribute to our founder, Dana Sloan. He began the whole series with an organ recital and a chamber ensemble. So we are going to end our 35th season the same way, an organ recital with a chamber ensemble. This is the other Nebraska-born and raised musician, Dr. David Van Baren, and a very talented young organist to play that recital.
For more information, you can visit vesperconcerts.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.